Bush and Richie here with your Daily Takeaway podcast. Here's a little insight into what's going on in our lives after the show's finished, because after this show finishes this evening, I'm going to have fondue for the first time.
So jealous.
I can't believe I got to this age in life and I don't think I've ever had fondue. Didn't fondue, like, disappear in the 80s?
I'd say fondue was big late 70s, early 80s, and then, well, yeah, I suppose so, yeah. It's not been really seen since.
Just kind of disappeared. So, as far as I can tell, the restaurant I'm going to for a friend's birthday, he wants to do fondue. He's that kind of guy. And then what, we just dip meat in cheese. Is that what it is?
Oh, it's so much more than that. I mean, the cheese, you won't have seen cheese like it. It's a Swiss thing, really, when it comes down to it. Raclette is a word that you will come away with tonight. It's molten cheese.
Molten cheese. And what do they dip into that? Is it like a normal steak that you kind of slice up?
You could be looking at bits of meat. You could be looking at bits of bread, to be quite frank. I would... dip chocolate in.
Really?
Yes.
I'll bring my own bag of chocolate and have that in there as well. So, I mean, I'm kind of curious about this because, like, you know, I've nearly been lured by the fad of the air fryer. I've got a slow cooker. You know, these things that come around. I don't feel like the fondue has had its time in the sun yet again.
I think it's the perfect opportunity for you to get a fondue set. You've recently had kitchen work done.
Yes.
What's the point in having a lovely new kitchen without having new features in it?
Well, listen, Katie's always telling me, no, we're not getting one of them. Where are you going to put it? She can't argue with a fondue.
Exactly.
Who can argue with a fondue?
This is the Daily Takeaway.
Right, we need you to stop what you're doing, OK? We just need your attention, please. We know, you know, and we're honoured that you listen to this show and you've got stuff going on in the background, but we just need your undivided attention because we want to ask you one very important question right at the start of tonight's Home Time show that will form part of some very, very in-depth Home Time scientific research. As you all know, this is the radio show where we do a thing called the Big Coat Protocol. Now, I can't remember exactly when we enacted it a few months back, but it's the time where Richie and I stand on the steps of Golden Square and say it's time to bring out your big coats and wear your warm stuff.
Yes, and you're not allowed to, because we've got your best interests at heart.
It's only for your going good, isn't it?
Break that rule until we then rescind things in the spring. And we'd have to say it's a little bit milder at the moment. It's actually another pleasant day.
We both agreed when we got into work today that we've both been sweating cobs on the way in.
Yeah.
So what we want to do, if you will just give us your attention for just a couple of songs here on Home Time tonight, as part of scientific research, we're going to do a coat audit. All we need you to do is get in touch with us and, without thinking about it, just tell us what you have worn today outdoors. Is it a small jacket? Is it nothing? Are you a Newcastle United fan? You're just topless with tattoos. Neil says, today I've just worn a hoodie and that was walking around down at Two Tree Island, which is a well-known beauty spot. Heavily frequented beauty spot certain times of the evening down in Essex. He says it gets very windy down there at times. I bet it does, Neil.
Nick is installing air source heat pumps in Southampton today. He says this morning it was a bit chilly, so he had a sweatshirt on. This afternoon it's been t-shirt all the way, so no coat at all.
I like the detail there. Rubery, who may have spelled their name wrong, but I'm going to go with it, in South Birmingham, they say spring is here. Been out for a few times today. Did the school run on foot, then popped to the gym in a t-shirt and hoodie. This person must be in the law enforcement. No one says on foot normally.
No,
do you
exactly.
know what I mean? Does he proceed north to the gym? Then there was a light shower, but the hood was enough. There's a paragraph's worth there, but I think we get the message.
Jane, your coat status, please.
Well, my coat status today is no coat, because I've had a T-shirt on, I've had a light shirt on, because it's cracking the flags, aren't they?
Cracking the flags, what a phrase that is. That's my dad's phrase, that is. Where are you in the United Kingdom where it's cracking the flags, then?
I'm in Bamber Bridge, which is near Preston in Lancashire.
And have you been working outside at all? What's the deal? Or just been inside at all points?
Well, I've worked from home today, but I've been out. So when I have been out, it's been absolutely glorious up here.
Nigel's in Rotherham, though. He says, have you never heard the phrase, near cast a clout till maybe out?
What on earth is that? Sounds like something Gandalf might use as a spell. Lord of the Rings.
I have heard that phrase. It's the kind of thing your mum or your nan might have said back in the day. And it's basically, don't put anything away for the winter.
Right.
Until May's done.
Is that what that phrase actually says?
Near cast a clout till May be out.
Thou shalt not pass. Of course, because Gandalf was from Doncaster. Right, let's get another person. We've got someone on the line who's going to tell us what they're wearing today. Jenny, what have you been wearing today, coat-wise?
I'm wearing a coat again.
You're wearing a what, sorry, Jenny?
A coat again.
A coat again?
Yes, so it's like smarter than a cardigan, but lighter than a coat, so it's the perfect balance.
I've never even heard of this before. It sounds like something you might draw on the floor if you're going to try and invite spirits into the house, like a pentagon.
No, they're really good. It's like, it looks like a coat, but it feels like a cardigan.
Where would you get... I'm Googling coatigan now to see what they look like. Where would you get one from?
Well, my one is from Next, mm-hmm. and it's bright yellow, so...
Wow. And then if this thing took on water, say you were trying, this is a hypothetical scenario, but you try to cut across a stream if you're out and about. If it took on a bit of water, because it obviously feels like a cardigan, would the coat get incredibly heavy very quickly?
Absolutely, yeah. It would get wrecked.
There's probably a warning in the label.
It starts raining.
Don't try and cut across streams.
Now, Next say, make a smart addition to your wardrobe with women's coatigans. Add a sophisticated layer with military-style coats.
Where are the men's coatigans then?
Yes,
what about Hustler? Hey, Jenny?
I don't know. You could still pull one off, I reckon.
Oh, our producer's holding his shacket up saying that's the male equivalent. I don't think
so,
mate.
Yeah, maybe, but not quite as smart.
Well, I like the idea of Richie and I, maybe something for 2024.
Yes.
Doing the Home Time show in our new building with a coatigan
each. Watch this space, Jenny. You started it off.
I'll look forward to it.
This is the Daily Takeaway.
Now, sometimes in life you become aware of something and you realise it's actually just the tip of the iceberg. I was today, I went into the little train station cafe to get myself my snack of a flapjack on the way into work today, and I thought to myself, well, this is the third day in a row I've come in here and got a flapjack.
That's problem territory, isn't it?
I've got a problem. And I actually said to the bloke, because he recognised me, it's the same time every day, and I said, I've had to come in for another flapjack. And the bloke behind the counter said, don't worry, I've got at least three other customers who come in every single day just to buy a flapjack. So I thought, well, I'm not the only person. And I shared a picture of it on my socials, and loads of other people have come forward and said, I'm a fellow flapjack addict. Richard says, I've got the same problem. I've eaten a peanut butter flavoured one this morning. Jack says, a bloke at work has one a day out of the vending machine. He must spend a small fortune over a year. Someone else points out that mine was labelled chocolate flavour chipped flapjack. So even the chips aren't actually
But I'm the same. I've got a flapjack problem as well. Hi everyone, my name's Andy. I also have a flapjack problem. I bought a granola one. I was rummaging around in the box at Fenchurch Street Station, the little shop there, hoping that they had the chocolate covered ones, and they only had granola, which isn't so good. But I literally am on one a day at the moment as well.
But it's got something in there. Obviously not chocolate, but it's got something in there, even if it's a granola one, that is making us want to come back. There's got to be an ingredient in there that is the smoking gun. Someone says, on your list of ingredients here, what is inverted sugar syrup?
I don't even think that's a thing.
That sounds like a position in football.
Well, it's your football manager. I think it's dirty flapjack. Because there's different types of flapjack,
yes.
Right? There's the fruit ones, which are probably quite good for you.
Yes.
And you can get them. They've got like banana and oats and stuff in them. But I think the ones that we're into, the ones that our producer Adam keeps saying he can get from B&M or Home Bargain for 20p a pop, are what we would describe as dirty flapjacks.
Yes.
And you're either a posh flapjack kind of person or a dirty flapjack kind of person.
£1.50 this was from the train station, which I think is a decent price for a dirty flapjack.
But it's a slippery slope. And I tell you what, forget the doomsday book. I think if William the Conqueror had stuck around a bit longer, he'd have done coats. Find out who's wearing what coat. We're doing the coat audit today here on Home Time, ahead of maybe rescinding the big coat protocol. Remember that thing we stood on the steps of Golden Square and told you it was time to put out and put on your big coats? All you need to do without thinking about it is just tell us what you've worn out and about today, and we'll get a snapshot of how the country's feeling.
Let's speak to our latest correspondent. Leanne, what are you wearing?
Well, I literally had my light coat on. It was literally to the point where I thought, yeah, spring's here. Went out to pop out, get some milk, and then, hey presto, it hammered down. So I got drenched.
Leanne, two really quick questions. First of all, where are you? Secondly, what's a nightcoat?
I'm literally in Saltash in Cornwall.
Right.
And my light coat was just a little light coat, you know, not even suitable to even call it a coat, really, to be fair.
So you only put it on in the evening? It would be a nighttime coat? A coat for the nighttime?
Yeah, just a quick pop to the shops, you know, that sort of thing. So,
hang on.
Yeah.
I've got a feeling the two of you have got different hearing. I think she's talking about a light coat, not a night coat.
I thought she said a night coat.
No.
which one is it, Leanne?
Definitely light. It's going to be a light one.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I thought she puts on a specific garment for the evening.
That really would be another different protocol.
Because I was thinking, why so shady about going to the shops?
Why is she wearing her nightcoat in the day?
What's going on? I thought you'd accidentally wandered out from a home somewhere if you're out on the bridge in your nightcoat.
Yeah, most ones. Okay.
More love between Devon and Cornwall for you right there.
The Daily Takeaway. Bush and Ritchie's Daily Takeaway.
And we would like to welcome you to our brand new Wednesday night feature that we like to call Compo Corner. It's your regular chance in the week, every week, to have a little moan. If you feel like life owes you a bit of compensation, stuff's not gone your way, have a moan about it, and maybe the universe will correct things.
Here you go.
Go on, then.
I'd like some time back for this, thank you very much. This morning, I sorted out all the dirty washing into piles on the floor.
Brilliant.
Because I'm not thick. I know that it's got to be a white load, got to be a dark load, got to be colours, got to be lights and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Sorted all that out. I thought, right, OK, it's all those darks that need to go in, because that's the biggest load. So I'm going to put those in, then I'm going to walk to the high street, go and pick up my prescription, come back, the washing will be done, I'll get it all out, I'll go to work.
Okay, good.
Good system, eh?
That's really good. You've done the prep work.
Put it all in there, taking all that time, sat on the floor carefully sorting out all the washing. Time has been invested by me here. Put it in the washing machine, pressed it on, off I go. There's the thing, though. I turned the machine on, but I didn't actually press go, did I?
Oh, my
word.
So
when I came back, it was just on, but hadn't started. So all that time had been wasted.
Oh, no. That reminds me, you know, sometimes when you forget to put the dishwasher on.
Yeah.
Even though it's obvious that you haven't pressed the button, you'll look at the entire dishwasher and open it and see that the case is still closed and the little tablet hasn't been dissolved, but you can't understand what's happened. It's like a ghost's got in the machine.
And in fairness, I think that is actually worse.
Yes.
That will be a discovery that I make at about 6:30 in the morning.
It's like, oh.
So you're starting your day.
There's lasagna all over these plates still.
Exactly. So I'd like compensation for all that time wasted, because it's still not been washed.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't then put it on and leave the washing machine. On what about the house? Got a load of damp washing then.
Well, I want some compensation for this, right? So we did an online shop. Well, actually, Katie did the online shop. And then I'm normally quite good at, like, because they do, even though, you know, best will in the world, God bless the supermarkets or whatever, they do sneak in some terrible veg.
Yes, they do. Veg that you wouldn't pick out yourself.
Not in a minute. Someone's there thinking, oh, we'll sneak this past those guys. He wears glasses, he won't notice. Anyway, this bag of potatoes that we got, every single one of them was absolutely screwed. Every potato in the bag. But like, normally it might be one or two bad potatoes.
Yeah.
This was just, they looked like moon rocks. And the fellow had already driven off into the distance. And there's nothing I can do about it. I'm not sending a photo of potatoes.
That's a fair claim.
It's a fair claim, so...
Two fair claims, I would say, from both of us.
So come on, universe, sort us out.
This isn't the point. Gav and Colin are both coming back at me about my claim for the wasted time sorting out the washing earlier when I didn't put the washing machine on properly.
Oh, I, yeah.
Colin says, you've not got rinse hold on your washing machine. Gav says, you do know it'll have a delayed start function. You could have set it to start in a few hours. It would have finished in time for someone to be in the house. No time wasted.
Do you know how I avoid all the stress with all this kind of stuff? Is never actually work out how to do any of it. And that way, you never have to worry about anything.
The noise of the past. It's Bush and Ritchie's Sound of the Decades. Absolute Radio 90s.
So we have reached the 90s. How well do you remember the 90s? Do you remember that well? If you can you try and work out what on earth this actual sound is from the 1990s? It could win you a brand new Home Time show signed DAB Digital Radio.
The honour of the first guest at this new sound from the 90s goes to Anthony. How are you, Anthony?
I'm very good, guys. Yourself?
We're good. It's good to have you on the show, my friends. We've been talking about a coat audit today, trying to work out what people have been wearing ahead of maybe rescinding the big coat protocol. What have you been wearing, Anthony?
Nothing unfortunate. Well, I have been wearing something, but nothing exciting, I'm afraid.
Nothing exciting. I think maybe you look, you know, you're doing a disservice to your outdoor wear.
Coats are coats.
I do have my Leeds United football shorts on, and but yeah, that's it.
So you've just been walking around today in a pair of Leeds United football shorts?
When I've been on conference calls, I've put a shirt on.
But that's good to know.
So have you got a shirt on, smart at the top on a conference call, but they don't realise you've got Leeds United shorts on underneath?
Oh, no, not at all. Well, I hope they don't.
I mean, in my mind, I was imagining you'd actually put the Leeds United shirt on as well.
What about that? What a way to go out on a conference call. Love that. What do you do? What's your line of work, Anthony?
For 14 in banking.
He what?
He's in banking.
Wow, that's amazing. That top level, moving of millions of pounds worth of currency, and he's got Leeds United shorts on.
Anthony, you're a character. What station do you listen to Home Time with out of all the Absolute Radio stations?
90s.
So this is perfect for him. This is perfect.
It is, right. Let's have a listen to the sound from the 90s, the sound of the decade. Anthony, what is it?
Before I called, and now I'm doubting myself, but I think it's the introduction to Champagne Supernova.
The introduction to the Oasis classic Champagne Supernova. Let's listen one more time. Did you have faulty vinyl when you bought it?
I'm a CD guy.
Oh, CD, fair enough. I just can't. Well, let's have a listen one more time.
Do you know what? I can hear what he's saying, because obviously when you listen to it as the album, there was sort of like that little sort of like tinkling noise, and then it would come in with the song.
It's like waves and that, though, isn't it? Well, is it waves?
So now I'm listening to it.
It's a good shout, though, isn't it?
It is.
It's a good shout.
And it might be right.
Might be right.
Let's find out.
You're a loser, and you have lost.
Sorry, mate, I'm going to have to go and listen to the start of that song now just to see whether you're onto something or not.
Give it a listen.
Like, what a character this guy, and we don't know what he's wearing. No. We're on the phone, so he could be, if he's wearing, you know, a smart shirt and Leeds United shorts for a high-level banking conference call, God knows what he's wearing right now.
I would have let you in on the secret, but I'm not telling you now.
Okay.
Fair enough. Those
Fair
are
enough.
The rules. The sound of the decade continues from the 90s tomorrow.
The Daily Takeaway. Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
We've got someone on the line, George. George, tell us why the universe owes you one.
Oh, I've had a right old week. First, I've scanned me to Zeke twice in Marks and Spencer's.
If that's a euphemism, you're not coming on the show again, George.
it makes me think, like, if you don't scan something and put it in the basket, it tells you. But I've scanned it twice, not put it in the bagging area.
All right, so you mean you never get a tap on the shoulder saying, hold on a minute, you've accidentally scanned that, scam. Oh, there's a Freudian slip. Scan that twice. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. And then today I got sent, like, miles away, an hour and a half drive for the most awful job, fitting radiators, when the other bloke got a right cushy number on my doorstep.
Now, that is a pain, George, and I'm kind of relieved to hear that that has happened as well, because you started by saying, I've had a right old week, and then gave us 90 seconds on scanning Satsiki twice, and I'm thinking...
First world problems.
Yeah, exactly.
What's the name of this other fella that got the cushy job then? George, let's have his name.
James.
James, oh, Lucky James. That's what we should call him now. It's, oh, James, King yeah. James gets everything he wants, doesn't he?
He gets like half hour down the road and £75 grab.
Unbelievable.
Well, George, we're backing your claim to the universe for compensation, and hopefully tomorrow's a better day.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
The Daily Takeaway. Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Still continuing with our coat audit. Just tell us what you have worn today, and we may end up rescinding our big coat protocol, because spring kind of here?
I'd say it's trying to sprung.
It's trying to sprung, and we need your intel. Let's get another person on who can tell us what they're wearing today. Tom's on the line. Tom, what have you been wearing so far?
So, today I've been wearing a DCJ 205. It's like an olive green heated jacket.
What? Say it again, a DC3 205?
DCJ 205.
It sounds like the other robot from RoboCop.
Now, I've just done a Google of that. It does sound like the robot. It's not.
It's not. Whatever that robot was called, his name evades me now.
So, Tom, is this in fact a Makita 18-volt heated cordless jacket?
It is indeed, and it is super warm.
Wow, now this is interesting, because we had a lot of people saying they've worn light jackets today because it's been warm, and you've actually been walking around in something where you're almost plugged into the mains to keep yourself warm.
So I work for Makita as a power tools training instructor. So I'm mostly office based, but when I'm in and about the centre, I pop that on, and honestly, it's like someone giving you a cuddle.
Phew, I wonder where that was going for a second.
So what do you have to do, like charge up your jacket at the beginning of the day and then it stays warm for the day?
No, so it actually takes an actual battery. So it's important.
You don't want to know where it goes.
there's a secret pocket in it that you can pop a little battery into it, but it's Yeah, it's brilliant. So,
well, given my experience of power drills in our house, if I had one of these fancy coats, I'd go down in the morning to put it on, and I haven't charged it. I've forgotten it's just a normal, big, heavy coat that doesn't warm up. Which part of the country are you in, though? Because obviously everyone else is sweating cobs today, and you are saying that it's cold enough for you to need this thing. Where are you?
So I'm actually based in Glasgow.
There you go. Says it all.
There you go.
Not from there originally, but I'm from Staffordshire originally.
I wonder if Glaswegians listening to this, Scottish people listening to this, are wondering, well, here's the Englishman walking around, and they're probably in T-shirt and shorts, I imagine.
That's it. That's it, exactly. Exactly.
The Daily Takeaway. Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Just go back to what we were talking about at the beginning of this episode. It is strange that the fondue has disappeared from public life when you think about how clever we are these days at marketing products. The fondue is just screaming for strap lines. Do you do fondue?
Do you do fondue or dip before you? No, that sounds like a warning. Government safety advert. Don't think before you dip. No, again, wrong. That sounds like a swimming pool. We'll come back to you on it.